of the South, may its radiance illumine our hearts as we kindle these tapers.
Light is the symbol of the vine. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Bless us with Sabbath joy. May the Lord bless us with Sabbath holiness. May the Lord bless us with Sabbath peace. Amen.
Traditionally in Judaism, many psalms are read before the service. On Shabbat, some of the most beautiful and gay and full of joy of the Sabbath have been selected. Appropriately for this Jewish Music Month service, we turn to page 61 as we read together the 95th Psalm. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us chant to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout for joy unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the flock of his hand.
Lecho neranena ladonai naria naria netzori sheyno. Nekod mo fanos, Nekod mafanav v'yatoda.
Ancient Safed, a town nestled high in the hills of northern Israel, the mystics added to the Psalms welcoming the Sabbath as they would go out into the field every Friday evening, dressed in their clothes of holy Sabbath white, to greet the coming of the Sabbath with the words, "Beloved, come the bride to meet, the princess Sabbath, let us greet."
Lechad adi likerot kolo p'nei Shabbat nikapilo.
The 93rd Psalm majestically declares, "The Lord reigneth, he is clothed in majesty. The Lord is clothed, he hath girded himself with strength. Yea, the world is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy testimonies are very sure, holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forevermore."
Thank you.
Continue our service on page 49 in our prayer books. Gather in thy house, O God, now that the shadows of evening fall. We open our hearts to the sweet and comforting influences of the day hallowed for thy worship. We thank thee for all thy blessings, for the dispensations of thy providence, and for the tokens of thy goodness toward us. Every day we receive of the fullness of thy bounty. By thy protection we have passed safely through the dangers that beset our paths. When we are tried by sorrow and days of anguish are allotted to us, it is not that thou hast forsaken us. Thine eye is ever upon us and thine arm still guides us. In thine own time, O God, we shall say with the ancient seer, I thank thee that thou hast tried me. For now that thy visitation is past, thou comfortest me, and I draw waters of joy from the wells of salvation. We pray for all people who at this hour are in tribulation, in sickness, in want, in danger of body or soul. We name in our hearts those who are near to us, and in whose afflictions we are afflicted. Let them see thy help, and grant them a blessed release from their trials. O Lord, be merciful to us in our failings and trespasses, and when we have gone astray, help us to find our way back to thee. Grant us vision and courage, that unhindered and unafraid, we may pursue the paths of truth and duty. Enlighten our minds that we put to the highest use every gift of thy hand, that we cherish a good conscience above worldly gain and a healthy soul above sensual gratification. We need thy help, O Father, in our endeavor to fulfill the deeper longings of our hearts. Be with us as thou wast with our fathers, and help us so to live that in work or rest, in company or solitude, we may testify to our faith in thee and thy law. We rise for the call to worship. Praise ye the Lord, to whom all praise is due. Praise be the Lord, to whom all praise is due forever and ever.
Vorecho et aronoi amivorach. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Ve'yahavto et Adonai Elohecha mechol levavecha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha.
We say together the continuation of the Kriyat Shema, the passage of the reading of the Shema from the book of Deuteronomy. V'yahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavecha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol ma'odecha v'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher enochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shiftecha b'veitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shachbecha uv'kumecha, uk'shartam l'ot al yodecha, v'hayu l'totafot bein einecha, uk'tavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uv'ish arecha.
L'man tiskeru, as
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt speak of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that ye go not about after your own heart and your own eyes. His works and wonders surpass our understanding. His gifts and blessings are without number. Together on the top of page 57, in English on page 56. Cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down each night in peace, and to awaken each morning to renewed life and strength. Spread over us the tabernacle of thy peace. Help us to order our lives by thy counsel, and lead us in the paths of righteousness. Be thou a shield about us, protecting us from hate and war, from pestilence and sorrow. Curb thou also within us the inclination to do evil, and shelter us beneath the shadow of thy wings. Guard our going out and our coming in unto life and peace, from this time forth and forevermore. Children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
Thank you.
We pray responsively on page 56. Praise be thou, O Lord, God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the ruler of heaven and earth. The holy God, beyond compare, giveth rest to his people on his holy Sabbath day. To him our thanks are due. He is the Lord of peace, who halloweth the Sabbath and blesseth it.
Oh.
we pause for a moment of silent meditation. Turn to page 93. We call us to the Bima to lead us in the chanting of the Shabbat Kiddush. Mark Epstein, one of our B'nai Mitzvah this Shabbat.
Hin hin lanu zi Kihuyan Tehila Lemi Krai Kodesh Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim
Kiva.
On Jewish Music Month, in which we demonstrate that there are many melodies for each prayer, it is appropriate that now I chant a setting for the Kiddush composed by a member of our own congregation. The one that Mark has just led us in was composed by Lewandowski and put in its setting and arranged by Max Helfman. And now I chant the Kiddush as written by Cecilia Solomon.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagofen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvoto v'rotzovonu v'shabbat kodesho b'yahavo v'rotzon in chilo Zikaron lemasei v'reyeshit ki hu yom techilot l'mikro Mik call home.
To the Bima for the naming of their newly born son, Robert and Sheila Grossman. O Lord, how bountiful are thy mercies unto us. Strength and sustenance, joy and contentment, love and companionship come from thee, and thou dost crown our happiness with the supreme gift of parenthood. We thank thee, O Father, for the newborn son whom thou hast given to Robert and Sheila Grossman, and for the radiant light thou hast brought into their hearts. In humble gratitude, they praise thy name and ask thy help and guidance in the upbringing of their child. Grant them abundant wisdom and understanding, and a constant awareness of their sacred obligations. Bind their lives together in the bonds of happiness and serenity. And to this child, we give the name Richard Lewis, in Hebrew, Leib. May it become a name honored and respected in the household of Israel. As he grows in body and in mind, may the law of truth be found on his lips, and justice and righteousness in his heart. May he so live as to bring blessing to his dear ones, to Israel, and to all mankind. And let us say, Amen. We know that justice and righteousness will indeed be found in his heart, because you have given him the Hebrew name, which means either a heart or a lion, and we know that he will grow up if he is not showing the beginnings already of becoming a stout-hearted lion among our people Israel. Mazel tov. Many are the chazanim and composers of Jewish music, many of whom have dedicated their entire lives to composing music that makes our service attain the special Jewish flavor. This year, we honor composers of Eastern Europe, Russia, Poland, Latvia, and those who have lived in those countries and then moved to the United States or other countries throughout the world. At this time, we wish to begin our sermon in song by honoring three great unforgettable men who have passed on in recent years: the late Abraham Binder, my own revered teacher, whose organ prelude we have just heard; Mark Lavery, born in Latvia, who passed away about a year ago in Israel, where he has written, in addition to music for the synagogue, great symphonies and oratorios; and Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, who passed away only a few weeks ago. They belong with the greatest of our Jewish composers, and they will always be inscribed in our hearts, as well as the history of Jewish music. To honor their memory and the many others whose music we sing tonight, Irma Balsam will chant the 121st Psalm, a composition written by our own member, Cecilia Sala.
Traditionally in Judaism,
which follows the lunar calendar, in synagogues throughout the world, on the Sabbath, before the new month began, a prayer was offered blessing the new month.
Oh, beauticians, nurses, disc jockeys, and other professional people leading uniforms in the daily or part time.
Thank you.
a song propitiously composed in Israel during the last year, which served as the song that gave spirit to the men who fought for Jerusalem inch by inch during the Six-Day War, and which was the song that burst from their lips and from their hearts as they finally regained the Wailing Wall after so many years, which has now become one of the favorites of the whole world. Jerusalem of gold, Yerushalayim, Shel Zahav.